from the hops, the mighty Mad Hops. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you.
Blackhawks fans,
this is huge.
You might want to take a seat right now because you're going to hear some things, my friends. You're going to hear some things. It's going to be a thing. Rocky Wirtz is with us. Mm-hmm. He is the chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks. Yes. He's the chairman of many, many, many things. And I want to point out that we have Blackhawks tickets that he's personally going to give to you.
Isn't that amazing?
By way of email, before we are done here.
And they're free.
Along with a copy of the book, The Breakaway, which is the inside story of the Wirtz family business and the Chicago Blackhawks, written by Brian Smith, who's an amazing writer. This is something that is fascinating to me, because this is an unflinching look at your family, and here you are talking about it. And I think it's amazing that, you know, in Chicago, it's a gigantic, important world city, but it's a small town in a lot of ways too, right? And especially with the sports dynasties and business dynasties that were started by families, there's always rumors about families and stories about families, and there's trouble between these people and those people, and you hear about them, and sometimes they make the society pages back when there were newspapers, and now they're just all over the internet, and. This is an unflinching look at these generations, including taking on some of the perceptions that people had about the Wirtz family in a really honest way. So, and you obviously, took part in this, right?
Absolutely. Well, I thought it was a nice way to tell a story about a family that also happens to own a hockey team.
Right.
And we go back a lot of years with my, grandfather, and when he was alive, he passed away in 83. And then so many of the people knew him, through dad's eyes that died in 07. And then, the Hawks, in recent years have been lucky enough to have three Stanley Cups. But, there's more to that than that. And so how do we get started? Where do we come from? And we had a lot of stories about the family that the family knew, but no one had put them all together.
Yeah,
and so Brian Smith came to me, and he had written an article in 08 for Chicago Magazine, and that's before the Hawks had won anything. The first time they won the Stanley Cup recently was 2010, and he said, "I want to write a book," and I said, "No, okay, Brian." Then he came back in 13, then he came back in 15.
Those persistent little journalists,
huh? Persistent, and I said, "Well, there's a couple caveats. The first thing is, any proceeds has to go to Chicago Blackhawk Foundation. That's the first caveat. And the second thing is, it can't be a puff piece. It can't be how great this is or patting me on the back or anything else." I said, it has to be honest, and we have to make sure that, that there's plenty of people to talk about and do it, and we cannot, edit what they want to talk about or not. And so,
oh, boy.
But you did it.
I just want to point out that, yes, that is exactly what happened here. This is really honest.
It is beyond candid, and even the excerpts that I've seen so far: father, son, brother battles. You've got love, you've got tragedy, you've got terrible tempers and fights and family stuff that most of us, I think, would want to keep out of all of this. And you certainly have enough accomplishments in the Wirtz family history, and an incredible history, that you could have filled the pages that way.
Well, I think what's important is, there's dysfunction in every family. I mean, if anyone that tells you there's not, they're lying.
Right.
So I think what this book can do is, it can help relate to the Wirtz family that, we're not any different than anyone else. And yes, we happen to have two nickels to rub together, and we've been very, very fortunate. We have our health and a terrific family. But like anything, you have your ups and downs, and how are you able to progress your business from one generation to the next? And that's really my job at this stage. I'm going to be, turning 66. What can I do to make the landscape better for the next Wirtz generation that takes over for me? And that's the whole thing.
And your kids are in the business.
They are, and I have cousins in the business. And
right.
And it really comes back from my grandfather. He started the companies in 1926.
And we should point out too, I think many people will know this, but for those who are not familiar, is that the Wirtz family not only owns the Blackhawks, but has been a liquor distributing company in Chicago, and now the Midwest, and now the nation, in a very significant way. And a lot of money was made over the years in that. I mean, the Blackhawks have always been, they've been profitable and unprofitable between years. But really, it's the beverage company that was the driving force here.
Well, that and that, and then the real estate. So, it's the Hawks are the public company. The you know, the whole, the beverage, the wholesale is a middle tier. So we represent, you know, products and sell them to retailers that have liquor licenses. And unless you're in the business, you wouldn't even know we're around. And then on right. the on the real estate side, unless you've been one of our buildings or stayed there, you wouldn't necessarily know it. But that but we got our whole start through the real estate side, and we got into the sports because my grandfather had bought these buildings. At one time, he had the old Chicago Stadium, Detroit Olympia, the old Madison Square Garden, and then St. Louis Arena, and then bought the franchises in those buildings to have a tenant.
And there's some beautiful buildings in Chicago that yes. you own, and that, you know, people probably have walked by a million times on Michigan Avenue or in Streeterville or whatever, mm-hmm. And to come to find out that, you know, these are, this is, you know, it is, it's a great story. But with that, there has there are family members, there has been amazing success, there mm-hmm. are riches, and that combination does have a tendency to turn people against each other. And there is an unflinching moment in this book yeah. about the passing of your father in the mid-2000s and the ensuing battle between you and your brother.
Well, it was unfortunate. And my brother worked very closely with my father, but he wasn't able to internalize that and decided he wanted to do something else. And you know, I respected him for his wishes, what he wanted to do, but he wasn't going to, you know, be with the company. And but you have to realize when Dad passed away in September of 07, that was right at the beginning of the economic crisis we were having. So we were having problems, obviously, with the Hawks. We were having problems. We have a bank here and down in Florida, so the banking, you know, system was tough. The real estate system was tough at that time. And then the beverage business was going through, you know, many changes and consolidations. So you had a lot of things going on at the same time, not knowing if we keep the thing afloat or not.
That's amazing. And when you think about how, you know, people think, oh, you're rich, you're never going to have a problem. But that's exactly... but. Big problems
yep.
are what can be had in a situation like your family situation and like your business situation. So, and you get a lot of, I know that much has been written about the success of the Blackhawks, but mm-hmm. also the success of, you know, you held on to the real estate. You also have built things around the United Center that most major sports franchises, these, you know, the big legacy sports franchises and all the sports here are starting to do. It is really a real estate play. You see what the Cubs are doing on the north side. You're doing the exact same thing on the west side as well. You built this, you know, you built these, you know, great facilities for hockey, for kids to come out and be able to play. There's more to be done there. And, you know, your family were always very bullish about the west side of Chicago when nobody else was.
Well, you know, it's been the west side's been very, very good to us. And, you know, you think about that back when the Chicago Stadium was built and you had streetcars that would take, you know, fans out there. You didn't have to have parking. And then after the Martin Luther King riots, I mean, you had, you know, many, you know, depressed areas. And you think when the United Center was built and, you know, with the help of Jerry Reinsdorf as our partner out there and how you can transform an area. I mean, it's a classic example of urban development. We are just, you know, there. I was talking to Anna at the break about the Laver Cup. And if you mm-hmm. think you bring people in from all over the world,
it was incredible.
And what you saw around the United Center and what you saw around truly a campus and how great it was and how great it was for the city. And it was a, you know, with all the negativity there is, mm-hmm. All the positive side of what that did for our great city, it was something to be very, very proud of.
It made me proud as a Chicagoan just being there because you saw how many international and national visitors there were who were experiencing the city for one of their first times or a handful of times for sure. And they put on an amazing show. It was a great fan experience.
Right.
And it was awesome
it
tennis.
It was great. And they could go back to the, you know, wonderful hotels and the different restaurants. And if you go to the different restaurateurs, and, you know, most people in Chicago didn't even realize that the Laver Cup was here. It was more people around the country and around the world knew about it. I mean, we had over 90,000 people there in 2.5 days, and it was not a cheap ticket. So
no.
It was
so Ryder Cup of tennis essentially is what it is.
It's Europe versus the world
international tennis competition, and the biggest names in tennis were there.
Absolutely.
It's 7 out of the top 10, and it was really exciting. And, you know, I'm a tennis, you know, I enjoy watching it. I watched the U.S., you know, Open, but I was completely fascinated. I was there all 3 days with my wife, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed every minute of
it. Did you see Djokovic and Federer play doubles for the first time?
I did, and you realized they'd never played doubles before.
One of them hit the other in the back at one point. I was like, oh, yeah, and doesn't always happen.
And the ball's moving at 110 miles an hour.
Like,
that cannot feel good.
That hurts.
You know what? It was worse. It was 130 miles. Every serve, every first serve was 130 miles an hour. So you think if you get a hockey puck, if you go 100, 200, 3 miles an hour, and you know how fast that is, the reaction that they have on that serve, you wonder how they get those aces. Well, you realize it. I mean, it was so fast, you were better.
The human eye can't follow it.
No, you
can't. Live, I mean, television is it gives you a chance because of the replay. But watching tennis live is so exhilarating because it is amazing. It's dramatic and in its own way kind of violent because of the mm-hmm. speed of the ball, mm-hmm. right? And the athleticism that these people possess is absolutely amazing. All right, speaking of athleticism that people possess, mm-hmm. we want to send you right now to the Hawks home opener. We're going to be there. Cochran and I are doing a pregame show from the United Center a week from Sunday, and then it's opening night. An amazing, emotional tribute to Stan Mikita is going to begin the evening, and it's an original six matchup, right? So it's going to be not a dry eye in the house too. And I know the Toronto fans that are going to be there as well, because mm-hmm. It's
original six. It's great.
Yeah.
And if you do us a favor while you're over there, stop in the new restaurant Queenie's, which is right in the atrium. And it's named after my grandmother's, you know, her nickname was Queenie. My grandfather's name was Arthur, and he called Queenie. And so we named the restaurant Queenie's, and so we're excited about that. And I think it's going to be a great fan amenity, and it's open to anyone. You don't have to be a member, and it's really the only thing we have at the United Center that you can just walk in off the street.
And is it some of her favorite recipes, or what is the concept for the food?
I wish she could cook. She could. What she could do is entertain and set a mean table. But
so it's a good time.
Was not her specialty.
All right. National Weather Service is issuing a severe thunderstorm warning right now, and Judy's going to give us in for Will, Cook, DuPage. Lake, Kendall, DuPage, and Kane counties, beginning at right now at 4:52 and ending at 6:22 tonight. So we'll have more details on that. Let me just say this though. Let's right now caller number 21 in honor of Stan Mikita. Caller number 21, 312-981-7200 gets not only the two tickets, Rocky's two tickets right now that he's just handed me to hand to you, and a copy of the book The Breakaway by Brian Smith. It's an amazing story.
Incredible.
My friends, incredible story about this dynastic family and you know, warts and all. And let me also point out that if you would like to attend one of the book parties, they're going to have them. Rocky and Tony Esposito are going to be doing events where you can buy copies of the book along with an opportunity to get a signed copy of the book for $50. Proceeds, again, going to the Black Hawks Foundation. This Thursday. I can forget what week it is already. This Thursday at the Blackhawk store from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's on Michigan Avenue. Michigan and WAC are there, 333 North Michigan Avenue. Then on Saturday at the MB Ice Arena, 1801 West Jackson, from 1 to 3 p.m. And then in the United Center Atrium on Saturday the 29th from 4:30 to 6:30, you can stop by and get these. You can go, obviously, to the Blackhawks website. They're going to have all of that information as well there.
What was really nice is Tony Esposito agreed to write the foreword for the book, so that's why he's a signer. But he knew Dad very well, and so as far as a player to talk about an owner, I thought it was very interesting and Tony's, you know, foreword to the book.
Right. He had some nice things to say about it.
He did. No, they got along very well, mm-hmm. and Tony and Dad would do contract negotiations, and they liked each other, and they did a good job. And Tony didn't. He said, "I didn't need an agent. I do it myself."
Judy Pilak's got the WGN News update here. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
Governor Rauner helps a convicted felon become mayor of Markham.